It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you for listening from the universe and planet Earth to the Pinky the Pig show, where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo 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 Cow.
Oh, good morning, Pinky. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So what's new?
Yesterday, Penelope picked up a rock and I saw a snail.
A snail? What? Are you sure?
Well, I think it was a snail.
Did it have a shell?
No.
Oh, well, that was probably a slug.
Oh, yeah, a slug. It was slimy looking. Pretty slimy looking.
But it didn't have a shell?
No.
Well, more than likely, that was probably a slug. There are a few species of slugs that have a partial shell.
No shell.
Slug.
Yeah.
Because snails, they have that shell.
Yeah. Okay. So the snails and the slugs are similar.
They are. They're both mollusks.
Like a clam and an oyster and a mussel.
Right, and they have shells also, and their shells keep growing as they grow, where the slugs don't have a shell. But actually, the slug is more maneuverable because it doesn't have that big house on its back. It can get in small crevices and it can get around better.
Yeah.
But the snails are more complicated. They have that big shell that they can protect themselves inside. They can put their whole body inside the shell.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, the snail. Yeah, I saw a slug. You're right.
Right. And like I say, the snails, they're much more complicated. They have a heart, a lung, liver, stomach, kidney, and it's all protected up in the shell.
Ah. And then I know now, I can picture it. And then they have those long tentacles that come off of their head.
Right, sometimes they have two sets.
And on the tip of the tentacles, they have eyes.
That's crazy, huh?
That's so crazy, that's where their eyes are. And their mouth, yeah, that's where you would think it would be.
All right, and the Roman snail, he or she or both.
Okay.
They have the most developed eyes.
Huh.
And the slugs, you know, they have that tough skin. And the slugs they live on the land.
Oh, they're terrestrial.
Oh, very good. And they have the slime that they leave a trail of slime. It's like a silvery slime trail that they leave that where they've been.
Yeah, the snails and the slugs do that. They both leave a silvery slime trail.
Right. But the slugs, like we say, are terrestrial, where the snails, they can also be aquatic.
Yeah, they can live in the water, like on aquarium tanks, and they suck up and they clean all the fungus and slimy and bacteria and stuff. People have snails in their aquarium with the fish tanks. Right.
Yes, and wild snails can live in both freshwater or saltwater.
Hmm.
And they're mainly gray, their bodies, but the shells can be really beautiful, brown and black and white. And like I say, that shell keeps growing with them.
Yeah, they get pretty big, huh?
Yeah, the largest land snail.
Right, because different snails, some live on the land and some live in the water.
Right. The largest land snail.
Terrestrial.
Yes. It's also called a gastropod.
Pod, because it has like a big foot, the muscle that it gets around. It's like a big muscular foot.
Pod, gastropod. Right, the largest one. it was 15 inches, 15 and a half inches long from snout to tail.
They have a snout.
Right, an African giant snail. And it was actually a man's pet in the United Kingdom. And it weighed 2 pounds. And his name was Guy Geronimo. And Pinky, there's a full-grown species that is just the size of a grain of sand.
That's dinky.
Yeah. But Pinky, there are people that have snails for pets. They make great pets.
What? Well, yeah. They're really quiet. Not like that parakeet of ours. Kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I want a snail for a pet, though.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah, but if someone wants a snail for a pet, go for it, baby. Nah, I'm pretty sure you should wash that slime off after you handle them.
Yeah, absolutely. But Pinky, people do choose to have a snail for a pet. They're actually quite easy to keep. You can feed them fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, oh, I know. They're in the garden in the strawberry patch. Oh, yeah, now I remember seeing the ones with the shell, the snails.
Right, and people do things to try to keep the snails out of their garden. And some people think you can put coffee grinds in the soil, but actually that doesn't work, according to the farmers. They say even if you put fresh coffee grounds in the soil, it's still not enough caffeine to
eradicate
the snails.
No, all you do is just now you have a bunch of hyped up snails on caffeine.
Perhaps. But the farmers have found that what they can do, they can take copper wire and put it around those plants. And what that does, it reacts to the slime. And they don't like the feeling, so they leave.
That's better than eradicating.
Yes.
And there's no way Farmer Tommy's putting poison on any of his fruits or vegetables.
Absolutely. He's smarter than that.
Yeah. And Mildred, they're so... Well, I just whistled.
I heard that.
And Mildred, they're so slow.
Oh, yeah. Snail's pace.
Man, they just creepy crawly slow.
There's people in the world that have snail races.
Oh, man, they got some time on their hands.
Yeah.
And they call snail mail. You know, because now you just send an email, click send, or text, boom. And the snail mail actually still is very efficient. But, you know, you put the stamp on the mail, put it in a letter, get a post office, get a truck, deliver it. It's still good. But what about the Pony Express? Remember back then, we did a podcast on the Pony Express.
We did.
But, yeah, the snail mail, it's still a good thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, do you have a poem about a snail?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, Pinky, this poem comes from Barbara Vance. And the title is, Don't Rush Me, Please.
Yeah, sounds good.
I am a snail. Don't rush me, please. I'm headed for those cherry trees. I have no place I have to be. No pressing thing I have to see. I like this speed. I like being slow. It gives me time to get to know all the flowers that I pass, every blade of every grass. I am a snail. This is my way. Please don't rush me. We've got all day.
That's adorable.
I completely agree, Pinky.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for a quote here from Edwin Way Teal. He says, for observing nature, the best pace is a snail's pace.
There's a lot of wisdom there.
Yes.
Okay, Mildred, and that tonight is the lunar eclipse.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to set the alarm and get up in the middle of the night to see it real quick.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.